This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Gary listening in Edmond, Oklahoma. Hi, Gary.
My question to you is this. To what extent or what part do angels play in our human everyday life? And this is in the context of Romans 8:38, I believe. And then how to discern an angel from demonic beings.
Yeah, in fact, the second part of your question actually leads to the answer that I was going to give you. Let's look at the opposite side of the coin for just a moment. We fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil, don't we? But even in fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil, we are called to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the wiles of the evil one. It's never our prerogative to try to figure out where's the temptation coming from. Is this the world, the flesh, or the devil? Very hard to delineate between those three categories. So what we do is we put on the full armor of God so that we can withstand the wiles of the evil one. If we put on the full armor of God, we are going to survive spiritual warfare. If we do not, we're going to be a guaranteed casualty. And I think the same thing is true with angels. Angels are ministering spirits, but we don't know precisely how God uses them in our life. We know in principle from texts like the text in Romans 8, but we do not know what role angels play with regard to any specific circumstance.
But would you deny the fact that they are present, that they...
No, absolutely, I would not deny that. We can't deny that on the basis of biblical theology. The reality is angels are real and demons are real, and just as demons can be used as those that lead us into deception, so angels can be used by God in a ministering capacity. So I don't deny that at all. I'm simply saying that taking any given specific circumstance in your life, it's very difficult to directly apply an angel to the process and say, well, this was done by a ministering angel, just as it's very difficult for you to say the temptation came from a particular demon. What we know is that we are going to be tempted in general by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Which one is the instrument at any given moment is something that we cannot be absolutely certain of.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.